Shechiris, to Metalkelim, that you're renting somebody's car, you're renting somebody's Echvay's chair.
For the Mara, Metalkelim, B'nei Shtarininu, we never write a Shtar on Metalkelim, so you can't tell me now, if you rent a chair, you have to write a Shtar. The Mara says, Omer Rav Chizda, Shechiris the character, we're talking about you're renting a house, you're renting property. Then the Lachar is, that a Shtar helps, or else a Chazaka, or else a Kesef. So Rashi learns the kasha by shtar and metaltlim is holei matni metaltlim elu b'meshicha. Metaltlim only has a kinyan meshicha. They're mina begedushin. When they not made the matni the kasmi do with money also, but that's only the mishapar it helps. A kol part of shtar we never find helps by metaltlim, only by karka. That's the moros teretz enoch nami. We're talking about now you're renting karka. Oh, my Rebbe Lazar, it sounds like this: ruah shehitmin b'chorshim. Let's say you see the person hiding in a forest. Rashi Shenitman Biyar, Lignoi, Behemoth Saroyasham. A guy is hiding in the forest because he knows there's a shepherd there, watching a sheep, and he's about to steal the sheep. So he's hiding in the forest, not to steal it. So, Ruya Shehitman Bechorshim. Vetofachu Mochor, and then this guy goes and makes the Tficho Mechira, Ishno Misham Tashim Abad Hamisha. He has to pay Dalvei. That's also still called a Ganif. For the Mara Mai, why? First of all, Holy Moshech, he didn't make a Kenyan yet. First, the guy just jumped out of the forest there, and then he made a shechita right away. Or he made a mechira, but he didn't make a kinyan yet. So he doesn't have a kinyan geneva, he's not even a ganef yet. So Amr Rav Chizda says, Eina Chanami. Amr Rav Chizda, what we're talking about over here. Shekisha b'makal. We're talking about the ganef now hit the shore with a stick and made it move. So since you made it move, that's called a kinyan. So therefore, it's called a kinyan meshicha, and therefore you made a kinyan. Therefore, if you make now a tficha mechira, you chay. For the Gemara Amri, let's see. Since we saw you, you called a gazlin. No, it's a ganif is always somebody that's hidden. A ganif means you come at night, not in front of the owner. A gazlin do it open in front of the owner. A gazlin doesn't pay kefil. So here the case was ruya shitman. We saw this ganif hiding, but since everybody saw him there, the chura it's not called like a ganif. That should be called like a gazlin, like Tosfos says, klema. He did it openly. A ganef means he comes in privately into your house when you're sleeping at night, or goes into your chotzer, that's called a ganef. But here, if the guy is openly in the forest and everybody sees him, the chura is called a gazlin. He's not called a ganef. Rashi says, the key of the rule, gazlinu. Even though, not to aidim. All we see is you make a geneva. But Sharin Shulay Mustafi Minayu, the name Roma Loy Minayu Shashikilna, Midi, they're not afraid of what the Eidim see you, because they didn't do anything to the Eidim. Al Vachorshim Mara Lacholi, but in the forest, the shepherds are pasturing there. Vloyadi Demanim, you don't know whose it is, Hachbema. Chilay Mustafi Mikulial Magazanu, you're like, you shouldn't be afraid of anybody there, because anybody walking by in the forest, maybe he's the owner of these, this flock here. But since you're not afraid of them, you're called like a gazlin. That's the most crash. Since you're like a gazlin, so why do you have to pay dollars of hay? A gazlin is potter from kefil. Only a ganef has to pay. All right, turn over. So Rosh says no. Kivon the kol mitmrei minayu ganefu. Even though he's seen, but the mice is doing a mice of hiding himself. Since he's doing an action of hiding himself, that makes him into a ganef. For the Gemara, if so, v'yela gazlin hekidami, then what's called a gazlin? Like here, the guy's doing a pretty bad job. The guy's like sitting down in the forest, even though everybody could see him. So if that's called a ganif, so what's called a gazlin then? Omer Abahua k'goyin v'niyayu ben yoyoda. That's the case of a real gazlin. Shenem the pasuk says, v'yigzel ha-sachanus miyad ha-mitzri. He took over, the mitzri was holding on to a sword, and he grabbed the sword away from him, and he killed him v'yageya b'chaniyos. That's called a gazlin. You go over to the person himself, you just grab it away, that's called a real gazlin. But here that you were first hiding a drop, you're not called a gazlin. We have Yechna Nomak Goin Bale Shem. You know what's a gazlin called? It says about Bale Shem. It says this in Emar. For Yesimuloi Bale Shem Arvim, they made an ambush there. Aroshi Horim Vayigzalu. As Kol Asher Yavro Leim, Bederach. Whoever passed by, they took away from them. A hold up is called a gazlin. You go over to the people, hold you up, and take away the stuff, that's called a gazlin. Now the ganef is a try and hide, though. For Mavua, nighttime loyal mahai, was in Mavua safe in this pasuk? Omla kiva the mitmeri, if meruye, loy gazloninu. Since they were hiding there, it says that they made an ambush. Since they were hiding, again, that's not called a gazlin. Rav Yechon holds no. Hide the komat. We know why they were hiding there. Le'nechzaninu inshi v'nakir minayu. Not because they're afraid of you. The pshat was they didn't want you to run away from us. So they're real gazlonim. The reason why they were hiding there is they didn't want the people to run away. So they hid there until the people came out in the middle of the road, and then they went up and made a hold up. That's called a real gazlin. Ganef means you're afraid of them. You're hiding because you're afraid of the people. Here they weren't afraid of the people. Adarabba. They didn't want the other people to be afraid of them and run away. So therefore they hid a little bit until the people came out in the open. And then they made an ambush. So that's called a real gazlin. Sholu Talmidov Esav Yechonim and Zakai. Talmidov Esav Yechonim and Zakai. How come the Torah says to a ganef that you hide and steal, you have to pay kefil twice? There's a parsha of dal vehi, and a gazlan doesn't have this. A gazlan only has to pay one time. How come the Torah has like rachmonis upon a gazlan over a ganef? Omalhen zehish v'kvoid eved l'kvoid kainai. A gazlan, no, he's not afraid of Hashem, and he's not afraid of people either. He goes in front of you and steals from you. No, a halbitzara. But v'zeh the ganef. He's not even afraid of Hashem like he's afraid of people. In other words, he's afraid of people but not afraid of Hashem. That's why Ganav is doing a double chet. He's stealing from people hiddenly, quietly, because he's afraid of people. If you're afraid of people, you should be afraid of Hashem also. That's the worst. Therefore, Ganav, the Torah gave the chi of kefil.
It says like kibiyochel, like klapi Hashem, like osayin shemata kilu reina roye. He makes as if really means Hashem, as if Hashem is, that says lamata, really means like as if Hashem is not watching. V'yoyzin shemata kilu reina shemata, and makes as if the ears of Hashem is not hearing. Shinema gaposin ishayo says, hoyo hamamike mi Hashem, lister eitza v'hoyo b'machshich mi asayim. Like they try and hide their actions from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Huxib, another pasuk says, Vayermu la Yirukov la Yovin la Kayakov. That Hashem does not see, Hashem does not know what we're doing. Huxib, another pasuk says, Kiyomru Ozov Hashem Esoretz, Vien Hashem Roya. Again, they consider as if Hashem doesn't see, Hashem does not know what they're doing. Then the Gemara says, Tanya Amar Rav Meir. Rav Meir said, Moshloi, I'll give you an example of what's going on here. Bishum Rav Gamliel. That Lamaha Davadaima, what is this case like? Lishnei Bnei Yodim, two people who show you living in the city. For Yosu Mishta, they both made a party. Now Echad Zimin Es Bnei Ir, Veloi Zimin Es Bnei Hamelech. One invited the people in the city, but did not invite the king. For Yechad, another one, Loi Zimin Es Bnei Ir, Veloi Zimin Es Bnei Hamelech. He did not invite the people from the city, but he also did not invite the king. Says, so Ezim Mehem Einshoi Meruba, which one deserves a bigger punishment? Have Yom, I'll tell you, Zesh Yezimin Es Bnei Ir, the one that went and invited all the people in the city, but Vlezimin Es Bnei HaMelech, didn't invite the king. Omer Rabbi Meir, Meir says like this, Borei, come and see, Kama Godol Koyach Shel Malocha, how great it is, work. What does that mean? That sure, if you steal somebody's sure, Shebitlam Mimalachta, you stopped it from doing work, or sure, if the owner would have him, he would be working for the owner. So you took away the work from the owner. Therefore, Chamisha, the Torah said you have to pay back five times. Say, if you only steal a sheep, Shalei Bitlu Mimlachta, it doesn't work for you. You didn't take away the work of the owner. Therefore, you only have to pay back Arbo only four times. Omer Reb Yechonim Ben Zakai, Bo Rei, come and see Kama Godol Kovet Habriyas. How great it is this aspect of giving respect to people. In other words, not being mevat, not doing things not nice to people. Therefore, Shor Sheholach Baraglov Uneganov, steals the shore walks by himself. Therefore, Chamisha, the shore is not receiving any busha from himself. Therefore, he has to pay back five times. But seh, when a ganav steals a seh, sheyakivu al kseifai, usually you carry him on top of your shoulders. So the ganav is having some bizoyin by carrying the seh. Therefore, Abba, the Torah says, you only have to pay back four times. All right, we'll stop here. If you hold the Mishnah, you daf ayin tesum abeis. Yeah, the Mishnah says, "Ein megadlin behema daka of Eretz Yisrael." You're not allowed to raise, bring up a small animal in Eretz Yisrael, like sheep. You can't bring them up. So Rashi says, "Mishum yishuv Eretz Yisrael shemaver es asodos," because they go and pasture in all different type of fields, so that they like ruin the fields. The whole Sodis Eretz Yisrael, Stam and Yisrael, and all the fields in Eretz Yisrael, Minastam, belong to a Jew. So it's come out like your animals are going to be over there to Gezel, you're ruining other people's fields,
Therefore, we don't want you to raise young animals in Eretz Yisrael.
Not after young, it means sheep. Avu megadlin b'Surya, but in Surya, that's outside Eretz Yisrael, there you're allowed to. So Rashi says it means Aram Tsoiva the David Kibsho, who ksava this time holds the Loishime Kibush, it's not called the real capturing. The Hefik Chutzlorot, it has a look like Chutzlorots. Well, the Chutzlorots muta legadel, and an outside Eretz Yisrael, there you're allowed to raise a sheep. The Loichashin and Leishav, there we're not afraid about the people living around there. V'im yasidu sodas acherim yishal menu. The worst comes to worst that your animals will go and eat up somebody else's food. So if it's another Jew that you have to pay him for it, so you're paying for it. But in Eretz Yisrael, we don't want you to ruin the yishuv. We don't want like sheep running around in Eretz Yisrael. But in Surya it's muta. Who are then over midborius shel Eretz Yisrael? Also it's muta. You're allowed to raise them in the midbar in Eretz Yisrael because you're not ruining. There's no yishuv there. Now another locher is. Ein megadlin tarnagolim b'Yerushalayim. You're not allowed to raise chickens or birds in Yerushalayim. Mifnei hakodeshim, because there's kodshim involved there. So what? So Rashi says here even afilu Yisrael, even a regular Yisrael can't raise chickens in Yerushalayim. Mifnei hakodeshim she Yisrael loichlem sham basa shlomim, because it's possible even for Yisrael to eat the meat of a korban shlomim, or else v'toida or ma'ase behema. Now, v'derech tanagolim lenake biyashba, chickens or young birds go in the garbage. So afraid, shema yaviyu etzem kadoshim and asheretz v'yitamu esakotshim. Maybe they're going to find a bone that's tummy, and they'll bring it out in the street. So therefore, it'll touch your kotshim. So we don't want the kids or the birds to be around to be metama the kotshim. Therefore, in Yerushalayim, you're not supposed to raise tanagolim. In order that the Tanagolim should not be going around getting the bones of Tomei to be Matam with the Kochim. Now, V'loi Kahanim Beretz Yisrael. Now, in the whole Eretz Yisrael, Kahanim also are not allowed to raise Tanagolim, because they eat Truma, and Truma Mifnei HaTyrus, because Kahanim have to be Noig B'Tyrus. Rashi says, Oichlin Trumahein, Tzrichin Lizoi B'Tyrusin. Kahanim eat Truma, so they have to be careful to make sure it's always Tahor. So they're not supposed to have Tanagolim around them. That Tanagolim should not bring Tumah into the house or around them. Now, Ein Megadlin Chazerim B'Cholmokim. A Jew is not allowed to raise a pig any place. B'Cholmokim, even here in America, you shouldn't raise pigs. We'll see in the Gemara why. Lo Yigadel Adam Es HaKelev. A person should also not raise a dog. You shouldn't have a dog in your house, Mashmah here. El Imkeim Hoyakosher B'Shalshelus. Unless you have a mamish tied down in chains. If you have it tied down and changed, then it's okay. So Rashi says, what's wrong with a dog? Es hakelev, mivnei she noishech, it bites, or manavach and barks, or ma'apelis ishim yirosoi. A lady passing by will hear the dog barking, and she'll be ma'apelis, she's pregnant, she may have a miscarriage because of it. So therefore it's not kedai to have dogs around. Now, ein porosin nishubim liyonim. You're not supposed to spread out traps to capture yoinim pigeons. Elim came ho yirochuk min ha'yishuv lamidris. Unless you're this distance outside the yishuv, outside where people live, which is, Rashi says, arbor milin, 4 milin. Why? So Rashi says, shalayukudu behem yoinim b'nei ha'yishuv. And we don't want you to capture the pigeons that are in the b'nei yishuv, that belong to the people living in the town. And we don't want you to ruin the town itself. Therefore, we can only catch the pigeons that are outside the town, which are 4 mil outside the city. But inside the city, we don't want you to capture them. And we'll see more in the Gemara. Torah Rabbanim, learn like this in the Braisa. Ein megadlin behem medaka b'Eretz Yisrael. You're not allowed to raise sheep, small cattle in Eretz Yisrael. Avo megadlin b'chorshin, sheb Eretz Yisrael, but you're allowed to raise them b'chorshin in the forests in Eretz Yisrael, b'Surya afilu b'yishuv. But in Syria, like that doesn't have, this town holds, it's not Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Even Be'ishuv, where people live, you're allowed to raise the behemoth daka. Even though they go out and eat off the fields, so what? There's no mitzvah Yishuv outside Eretz Yisrael. The ain't so chlem of a chutzlort, so for sure in chutzlort, you're allowed to raise a sheep. Tanya Yiduch, we want another price like this. Tanya Yiduch, ain't megadlin behemoth daka of Eretz Yisrael. You can't raise small animals in Eretz Yisrael. Avo megadlin by midbar, Sheb Yehuda. But in the far, in the midbar, in Yehuda, or also the midbar, Sheb Seferaku, that's okay. V'yafa pi shomu, even though we said that ain't megadlin behem medaka, you're not allowed to raise
young one sheep, avo megadlin behem megasa. But you should know, big cattle that you're allowed to raise in Eretz Yisrael. Cattle you're allowed to. So Rashi says why? Because tzricha v'yishuv lamatsoy lecharisha. People need it when you're living. In the yishuv, you need these big cattle. You need it to carry on, to put stuff on it, or to charisha, to plow the fields. So if a behem agassas we need, you're allowed to raise them. And the reason is, if he shein goizrim zera latibor, halim kein rovatibor, chelim lamedbor. Because even though really it's exera, it should not be, because we're afraid the animals will go and pasture in other people's fields and ruin the fields. But people need big animals. You need it for work. So we can't make exera that the tzibah won't be able to withstand. But behema daka ef shalahavi mechutzlaretz. If you ever need a behema daka chvez for a korban or whatever purpose you need it for, you'll just have a transpose from chutzlaretz. You'll have it brought in. So you don't have to raise it in Eretz Yisrael. But behema gasa, the big animals, ef shalahavi mechutzlaretz, it's not so easy to transport them from chutzlaretz. So therefore, you're allowed to raise them in Eretz Yisrael. Now, v'yafa pishom, even though it was said, that ain't megadlim behem adaka, you're not allowed to raise, or behem adaka, the sheep, cattle in Eretz Yisrael, avo mashoyu koydim l'regosh l'shem yoyim. But you're allowed to buy a big flock of sheep before Yom Tif, and keep it around for 30 days before Yom Tif. Hu adin v'koydim mishto b'noi, lamed yoyim. You're making a chasana, and you need a lot of meat to serve at the chasana, so therefore you're allowed to buy animals and keep them around you 30 days before the chasana. But abuvach lo yishres achroinish leishim yoyim. Like, don't think in Mi'ad Heta that even though the last one you bought 2 days before the chasana, you're still allowed to keep it around for 30 days. Don't say that. Because the Salka, the Chamin Chai, would have thought to say maybe, dinofik leregel, let's say the regel passed by, and you didn't use up the last sheep you bought. It's not 30 days ago since you bought it. So maybe I would have thought to say, like my name, but don't say, Tilsin Mishra Sharile, Lishuye, that since I bought it for a good purpose, I bought it for either the regal or for the chasna, so maybe there's a hetan now you think like a loy plug. You always have a right to keep it for 30 days. No. Elokivon the Norfolk le regal, once the regal left, passed, went by, loy mi boil le shuye, you're not allowed to leave it over, you have to get rid of it. No matter how many you buy, you have to make sure you get rid of it before the end of the regal. But by the end of the regular, you can't have it around anymore. We still have this gzera not to have behemoth dakas, not to grow them in Eretz Yisrael. We're afraid, Mishum Yishuv, we don't want it to ruin the Yishuv.